Dan, on my phone, the schedule for the week popped up at the high school, and today is PJ Day at the high school in celebration of homecoming week. And every day has a theme all week. I think it's very appropriate that Thursday, of course, is Indians Garb Day as we go forward. And before we get to Friday and our maroon and gold day.
But it's one of those times of the year where sort of you try to build the school spirit even more with something like that.
It is. You know, homecoming is, and Avon Lake, it truly is an event, is a great time of year. It's not just for the kids that are currently in high school and actually all the way K to 12. It's celebrated throughout the district to celebrate our school system. But we have so many people that come back to Avon Lake and participate in homecoming. It's really a wonderful event.
Regarding school spirit, I want to talk briefly about 9/11 and the flags outside the high school. I was there the day before the ceremony on a Sunday, just looking at that, taking pictures, putting some up on our Facebook page. It was most impressive.
And the our Key Club, who does that event and has now for 10, 11 years, I believe. And we actually upgraded the flags this year a little. You know, we try to replace them every few years to keep it fresh. We had an event on 9/11 that morning, and it was really a very stirring ceremony that we had. You know, a lot of our local service people were there. But it's important in so many different ways. For us as a school system, part of it is of course, educational. You know, we're at the point where none of the kids we have in school were alive. You know, those high school kids, I think maybe our seniors were actually even alive at that point. So it becomes something that's in a history book. And it needs to be much, much more than that. And that's really the purpose of that ceremony, besides, you know, really, you know, talking about, you know, the loss of life and even what happened after the event originally. It's to make sure that the kids realize that how important it is for us to stay safe and what they need to do today in order to keep, you know, what we believe in America going.
I wonder how that impacts to this morning when we get this news of a mass shooting that happens on the weekend. Things come up, people come into school. Maybe they either know people, you know, that, or maybe they were at a concert like that and they wonder, is this something? How does the teachers are the ones there, I guess, that kind of aid for the students to kind of understand things that are happening in this world.
And there'll be a lot of discussion today, you know, and of course that event is so tragic, and there's still, you know, so much information coming about what went on in Las Vegas, and it's heart-wrenching, of course. But that's a part of what school is about, and it always has been, and it always will be, is that you, of course, it's book learning and all those things that you need to do in learning, but that social side of it, that becoming a citizen or being a part of the world, is a big part of what we talk about every day. And unfortunately today, that fear factor comes into play often, and the things that we have to do in school to make sure our kids are safe. Part of that is obviously physical in what we do with the buildings and facilities and how we handle things. The other side is definitely mental, that how do you work with kids when something like this happens to ensure that they understand everybody has to work together to be safe.
Right. Younger kids sometimes don't know the distance of something that might be taking place across the country. They see it, so there's a different way that they process information like that.
You know, without a doubt, and a lot of it are just hugs and making sure that the kids know they're safe, because we very definitely work at age appropriateness. Sometimes with the little ones, it's, you know, we hug and you're safe, and if you want to talk about this, you need to talk with your mom and dad about it tonight and work through it. Of course, at the high school, there'll be, you know, a lot of discussions in the different classes that'll be much more high level and much more appropriate.
On a happier note, we are at Legacy Restaurant, Sweetbriar Golf Course here in Avon Lake. And coming up in just a short time, we will have the Division I High School Sectionals here. Boys will be out here today, and Avon Lake has a team.
We do have a team, and of course, when you're out and it's sectional time, the idea, you know, with all athletic teams that you have two different seasons, just like with the Indians now. You know, the regular season is over and everybody's 0-0 at this point, and anything can happen going into the playoffs. Same thing with high school athletics, and it's a lot of fun. And we actually have a very talented team this year that has played very well throughout the season. You know, won the Southwest Conference, which is, especially now that we're a 10-team conference, is not an easy thing to do since we have so many outstanding teams to compete against. But it's exciting when you get to this point, and the kids are ready. They've worked all year, they've worked all season, and they'll do their best today.
How many are on a team or something like that for the golf teams?
In the end, four scores count, which seems sort of strange. And of course, that's always, I've known a couple of very, very good golf coaches, and they always laughed when they were successful in the state tournaments. You know, it's not your number one, because you expect your number one to go out, and we've got a very, very good number one who will shoot somewhere close to par. It's, you know, who in that last little group comes up and shoots that score, who's a number four that has a career day that'll move you forward in the state tournament. But with all of ours, you know, and whether it's an individual sport like golf that has individual scores and team scores, or whether it's a team sport like football, it's about participation, and we have very, very large teams that practice every day. But of course, in this particular one, only a certain number get to actually step out to the tee and play. But we'll have a nice run here. We've got a good golf team, both boys and girls, and we've got a lot of younger players that are going to step into some of our older kids' roles when they graduate.
Avon Lake here today, along with 15 other teams for the boys, and then tomorrow for the girls. Avon Lake plus 18 other teams, the top four, advance to the districts.
And, you know, and you have to say thank you to the Coffs and Legacy, you know, hosting these kinds of places, because this is an outstanding facility. And you know, it does allow us to really highlight Avon Lake in the area, because it's a wonderful place to come play.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning, giving us a little insight. Good luck with your homecoming this week.
Thank you. It's exciting for us. It's hard to believe that we're, like you said, it's October 2nd. You know, it's, you know, what happened. I'm not sure what happened to September, but right. You know, we're well into the school year now, and it's going very, very smoothly. And just like this, it's the sectional tournament. You know, I had my first last Thursday. We had our first senior night, and it's like, How did we get to October and to the end of our fall seasons?
Do you feel responsible to keep update on all that and always tweet out maybe a congratulations just to kind of show your support? It's a new way to communicate.
It really is. And we use all social media now. And if you are on AL Super, which is my Twitter handle, you could follow us as we tweet and retweet across the board, because it is important to support the kids. They work so hard, you know, and our coaches, you know, put their heart and souls into it. And, you know, you love wins, but you also love just the kids to compete and do well and do their best. And in Avon Lake, we're truly blessed to have that going on every day.
Well, again, we appreciate coming in and giving us a start for your Monday here. And now you're off to your job for this week, too.
So. That's correct. I've got an administrative meeting in about 10 minutes, so perfect timing.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Take your coffee and have a good morning. Thank you very much, Bob. Bob Scott, the super for the Avon Lake schools, as we're broadcasting.